WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
It's been a year since the Million Man March on Washington. To mark the anniversary, Spike Lee has made a movie about the march called Get on the Bus. Financing for the film came from 15 prominent African Americans, including actors Danny Glover and Wesley Snipes. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
Say what you will about Spike Lee, and most people have said something. He has always had a knack for being where the action is. Heckling the Knicks opponents at Madison Square Garden, cranking out famous commercials for Nike, and most important, opening Hollywood's doors to black filmmakers. Nobody has done more to put African-American life on the screen, so it seems almost natural that, on the first anniversary of the Million Man March, Lee should have a new movie on the subject. It's called Get on the Bus, and it's the story of a group of black men who charter a bus from Los Angeles to the march in Washington, D.C. There's a wide-eyed young enthusiast and a worldwide philosopher, played by Ossie Davis. There's a flamboyantly egotistical actor and a half-white cop who keeps being challenged about his true blackness. There's a deadbeat dad and his gangbanger son, handcuffed together by court order. The bus is so microcosmic that there's even a gay couple. Over the course of their three-day ride, this group comes to know one another. They talk and laugh and sing and fight. We see their rifts and open wounds. We see the religious, sexual, and economic antagonisms that divide these men. But we also see the spirit that brings them together, a spirit clear from the opening scene when they're greeted by their driver, played by Charles Dutton.
If you want to go to the Slauson Swap Meet, the Brentwood Mansion, the L.A. Zoo, or the La Brea Tar Pits, then your black ass is on the wrong bus. This bad boy is going to Washington, D.C. for the Million Man March. My name is George. This is my partner, Craig.
Say that and stuff, Craig.
Now, we're going to get you to and from the march safely within 6 days.
We hope.
There are some rules we must observe.
Right.
One, and this is probably for you, Pop, no drinking alcohol while on this bus. Two, no smoking. And three, and most importantly in this, I ain't bullshitting about no using or possessing illegal substances. Now, if you need to use the bathroom, there's one in the back. I trust that none of you men are women, because if you are, you're some of the ugliest broads I ever seen in my life.
Get on the Bus was made for $2.5 million, Lee's smallest budget since She's Gotta Have It. Curiously enough, this lack of money seems to have liberated his imagination, for this film has an exuberant simplicity missing from much of his recent work. No American director is better at showing people having fun, and Lee lets his characters cut loose, boasting about women, bickering over nicknames, or turning on a rich black Republican. The movie is carried along by wonderful acting, especially the work of two rising black stars. As the light-skinned cop Gary, Roger Guinver Smith is the film's most complicated character, a decent man whose ingratiating smile hides reservoirs of anger. He radiates edgy intensity. Even better is Andre Brauer from the TV series Homicide. Brauer plays Flip, the cocksure actor who saunters through the world as if it were his own private movie set. As long as it's content to capture life on the wing, Get on the Bus is terrific. But Lee has never been a filmmaker to leave the obvious unspoken. He fills the movie with subplots designed to make points about crime, homophobia, and being a good father. Every few minutes, we get an inspirational speech about black unity, black empowerment, black men taking charge of their lives. The problem isn't that these ideas are off base. It's that they're truisms. As for the film's politics, they're strangely vague. There's a bow-tied Farrakhan supporter traveling on the bus, and he's the only character who never really talks. It's as if Lee doesn't want to do anything with him, for fear of weighing down the movie's uplift with controversial elements. In the end, what you remember about Get on the Bus is not its uplifting message or its account of the Million Man March. No, what's memorable about this movie is its collection of vivid characters, some touching, some amusing, all filled with life. For in the America of 1996, few things could be more radical or audacious than a film in which black men are not street-smart killers or wisecracking heroes, but simply ordinary men trying to make sense of their lives.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.